Hi, my name is Adina Schmimann, Director of the OU Women's Initiative. Join me in supporting the programming you love at ou.org/women23. It's your donation that helps to create Torah, leadership, and community engagement programs. Programs that you love, Tori Mecha Nachyomi, Tori Mecha Parsha, Rosh Chodesh Lunch and Learn, Counting Towards Sinai, Ideas and Inspiration for the Chagim, the Max and Yeti Manderer, Aleihem HaShalom Elite Virtual Beit Midrash, Mikvah Attendant Professional Development, Rebbetzin Kala Teacher Kirv and Chinuch Professional Fellowship and Conference, the Challenge Grant Initiative to support community programming, the Art of Speaking course, Lay Leadership Conference, and support. Your gift has worldwide reach as together we build a community of engagement and inspiration together. To support these programs, go to ou.org/women23. Thank you for being part of the OU Women's Initiative community. And now for today's presentation.
Welcome to Tehillim 150 with the OU Women's Initiative. I'm Mrs. Ya'el Davidowitz, Perek Kuf Gimel, Chapter 103, Soul Development. David uses the Lashon of Barchi Nafshi Es Hashem, my soul thanks Hashem for his blessings, three times in this Perek, in Pasuk Aleph, Pasuk Beis, and Pasuk Chaf Beis, and an additional two times in the next Perek, for a total of five times. What is our soul? Our soul is our essence. It is a piece of divinity, a piece of Hashem embedded within each of us. This is clearly a very deep and mystical idea because Hashem is Echad, Hashem is one. So how could we have a piece of Him? But it seems that we do. Our soul is what animates us. It's what gives us life. It's the deepest, most real part of us, and it's what makes us, as it says in Sefer Iov and quoted by many, including the Ramchal, the Alshech, and the Baal HaTanya, a chelek eloka mimal, a piece of Hashem from above. Rav Yochanan in Vayikra Rabbah says the five Barchi Nafshis in these prakim of Tehillim correspond to the Chamishei Chumshei Torah, the five books of the Torah, which are a bracha for our soul. The Torah nourishes our soul. I'd like to share with you a fascinating commentary by the Pnei Yehoshua brought down in the Art Scroll Expanded Tehillim. The Pnei Yehoshua quotes the Zohar, who identifies five phases of a soul's development: Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama, Chaya, and Yechida. Here's a brief explanation of what each of these stages are. And disclaimer, these are Kabbalistic concepts, so we are just scratching the surface of what they mean. Stage 1, Nefesh. This is at the stage of the womb, when the soul is resting, so to speak, Nefesh. The soul has not been quite activated yet. Stage 2, Ruach. This is the birth stage. Ruach can be literally translated as wind. At this stage, the soul can move in any direction. Stage 3, Neshama. This stage comes quickly after birth, when a child begins to nurse from its mother. Neshima, it's a time of nourishment, until the next stage of development, which happens at the time of Bar Bat Mitzvah. Stage 4, Chaya. This is at the stage of a Bar or a Bat Mitzvah, when Hashem introduces into a person a powerful Yetzer Tov, which is dedicated to serving Hashem. The root of the word Chaya is Chai, live. Renewed with the vigor of the Yetzer Tov, a person begins a new stage of really living when she becomes a Bat Mitzvah. Stage 5. The final stage of development for a soul is Yechida. The root of the word Yechida is Yachid, singular. This is an awesome level of achievement and development. When a person recognizes that Hashem is the only singular power, the only singular force that actually exists. It's a simple concept to say, but an unbelievably high level to truly achieve. One that is accomplished completely by only a few in life. However, upon death, when all becomes clear, our souls reach this stage, a stage of complete clarity that Hashem is the one and only force that truly exists. Thank you for listening to Tehillim 150, 150 days, 150 ways to connect to our Creator. Tehillim 150 is dedicated by Miriam and Alan Greenspan, Le'ilui Nishmat Shifra Friedman, Shifra Bas Fegel Chana and Yisrael Aryeh, beloved mother, grandmother, and great-grandmother.